Dream to be a hero.
Most parents who want to send their kids to camp in the summertime have to pay hundreds, even thousands of dollars. But if your kid happens to be a really good basketball player, you probably won't have to pay a dime. Your kid will go to camp, basketball camp, courtesy of Nike or Adidas. Those shoe companies scour the country for the best basketball talent, then compete like crazy to get those kids into their brand, offering free shoes, free trips, free camps to even younger players.
How old were you when they started singling you out? Were you just a little kid?
I was about sixth grade.
When we first met him in 1997, Tyson Chandler had just finished the eighth grade. But he and his teammates on the Southern California All-Stars were already sponsored and equipped by Nike.
You're all wearing Nike.
Yeah.
You have Nike on too, huh?
Yeah.
You're Nike men.
All Nike.
Nike and Adidas have turned the summertime into a huge basketball bazaar, spending millions of dollars to corral every kid with a decent jump shot, betting that one or two of them will develop into superstars and human billboards.
Let's go.
As soon as kids are finished with their junior high or high school seasons in the spring, coaches armed with free shoes are waiting to recruit them for Nike summer teams or Adidas summer teams that will play all the way through August. Both Nike and Adidas have sponsored youth tournaments in Vegas. Hundreds of kids, as young as 12, showing their skills on the court and strutting their stuff on the strip. At an age when the only mail most kids get is birthday party invitations, Tyson got recruitment letters from UCLA and Arizona and Syracuse. They wanted him for later. Nike already had him. Both companies also have their hooks in high school basketball teams all around the country. There are more than 100 Nike high schools and 100 Adidas high schools that get free shoes, free uniforms, free equipment, and often cash for the coach. In return, Nike and Adidas get exposure, loyalty, and a pipeline for promising players. More and more, the best teenage players are turning pro right from high school.
Tyson's mother is worried that things are moving too fast for her son.
Do you worry sometimes about what this is doing to your kid?
Yes, I do. I worry because I don't want him to move too fast. I still want him to be a kid.
He is a kid.
Yes, but a lot of people overlook that because of his height.